Hey, welcome back to the North Florida Sports Network. Got a great show. Friday. But first, you know, a sad day, or you remember 11. RIP to 11 died on February 1st. I will tell you my favorite Mike Martin memory at the end of the show. But, I mean, first thing I think of is him pretty much winning 40 games automatically every year. Every damn year. Coaches are absolutely going crazy. They're leaving college football. They're going to the NFL, where they can coach football, where they can not have to worry about fundraising and recruiting their own team every season and having to compete with schools that have more money than them. As Jeff Hadley said, screw that, man, I'm out. Going to Green Bay. Cold. Snow. Speak to D coordinator. Coach him up on the field. Where's the game going? Who can compete for a national championship? How many teams really? And is it really a championship? Or a beauty contest? There's court cases everywhere. What's the end game? It's going to be decided in court? No. It's got to be decided by the federal government eventually. That's where, I mean, otherwise this thing's going out of control, man. Just 1 year. How much longer until Congress steps in? I would say probably at least a couple more. I mean, we got a, I guess, presidential election coming up. Senior Bowl is going down. A lot of finely tuned athletic machines out there trying to prove themselves. A lot of scouts. East-West Shrine Bowl going down too. But welcome in. Welcome in. I got Jimmy Reno with me.
Luke.
Yeah.
Luke.
Yep. What do you think about old Jeff Hadley leaving Boston College?
Jeff Hafley?
Hafley.
I'm not surprised by it. You know, he's got a thankless job at Boston College.
Right. Well, it just comes... game planning, and if that's what you want to do, go to the NFL. I think that it's a surprise as a coordinator, leaving a head coaching position.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, the guy just doesn't want any part of the college game anymore.
Right. What's going on, then? Who does? I mean, Nick Saban's playing golf. He's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
He retired. I don't think...
Well, I mean, his different set of circumstances.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a guy like Hafley, I think it speaks more to the job of a school or of a program like Boston College right now.
Right.
You could make an argument that if there was like a have and have not in college football, they would be in the have not.
Exactly. So that's the – when I'm talking about conferences, and every conference has them.
Yeah.
Unless you're...
some a lot more than others.
Right. But what are we doing with that? I think it should be get... those conferences are before the TV deals and stuff could come before that. Like, they're the middle guy, right? The middle guy for the TV deal.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, it, you know, I...
that's what they play now.
I don't really...
just lineup scheduling and stuff.
Yeah. I don't really know, other than just being an identifier and like you said, kind of coordinating schedules and things like that, what the real use for them was.
It's a mockery to chant a conference. I mean, really, I mean, it's an organization. It's in a bunch of agreements between schools.
Right. Well, that just came out of certain fan bases needing to have something to identify with because that's just, we won't name them.
Right. But what's it going to like you, why would you go take a job there? You're going to lose a lot of talented coaches. Now we're going to be, I'm just going to want to go to the NFL and just try to get in there.
Well, for me, it's more about the personality of the coach. What kind of coach is he?
Right.
I mean, Halfley had an NFL background anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I think a guy that actually enjoys recruiting.
Exactly.
Him using fundraising and NIL and stuff as a reason, I get it. But also, like, there's never been a college coaching job that didn't involve fundraising. I mean, that's part of the gig.
Right.
I mean, you raise money for your program, like, in one way or the other. You know, the prominent schools, it's just a booster tour where the guy goes to luncheons and talks to that's just part of being a college coach. Doesn't have anything to do with the NIL. Now, the recent poaching of the talent at a school like BC, like, I get that. You're already coaching at a disadvantage in terms of resources and local talent pool in the Northeast is not what it is. Say in the Southeast, and there's quite a few teams in the Southeast in the ACC that they're competing with. So you're already kind of undermanned there. And I think he just viewed it as a thankless kind of a win or lose-lose situation. I mean, I go 8-4 and I'm fighting to keep my roster. You know, screw that. I'm just going to go to the NFL and just concentrate on coaching defense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are plenty of coaches out there that would jump at the chance to go up to BC and you'll be a coach till they get tired of it. I think it's a really, really hard job right now.
A lot
of jobs like that across the country in Power Four conferences, that any bit of talent they get, the kind of the big dogs in the conference are going to be looking at.
Power Four.
Right. Power Two.
It's two. It's a two horse race. It already is.
Haves and haves nots. Let's put it like that. I mean, there shouldn't be conferences. There's teams that have the money to make the big time commitment to what it takes now to
and
be
that's
relevant.
Right.
And then there's teams that don't or won't.
And for those teams that it doesn't matter. They just need to get in like SMU. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. They want to be included. Right? I think they kind of.
But if you're trying to have compete and you need every dollar you can get.
Yeah. I mean, Boston, you look at schools like Syracuse, like Boston College, it has to take a commitment financially from basically booster or outside entity to get them to compete. Now, Syracuse apparently has started putting big money behind their football team. Like this coach, Fran Brown, I think his name is, that they hired from Georgia.
Yeah.
Apparently,
that's what you need.
Yeah. And I mean, so far they've started pulling in some serious guys through transfer portal.
He's gotten a couple recruits.
If you're Boston College, you got to have the same kind of thing happen. I don't think that they have that ability. You know, Hughes has a big network.
Right.
Huge network.
Right.
BC is kind of just. You look at schools
it's
like
going to be a tough job.
Yeah, you look at schools like Wake Forest.
Right.
I mean, like, dude, it's the same kind of job. And when this newly formed alliance really starts going and looking at college sports.
What is this newly formed alliance?
The SEC and the Big Ten just announced that they're forming a committee between the two conferences of presidents and ADs. You know how much we love committees.
It's going to be a
North
draft.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What are they going to talk about in there? How to run sports?
Which teams that they want to allow
they're going to try to make it better for them.
Of course.
So what's the end game here? Cause you're going to have schools suing conferences now.
Yeah. Suing conferences, suing the NCAA.
Yeah. That's what's
I mean,
state legislatures are getting involved. So
basically they're going to come down to, all right, I would imagine in terms of like what the football landscape's going to look like is you're going to see them just start to really, really trim some of the fat. Some of those have-nots are going to be just excluded from whatever cool kids party they're planning there with that committee.
Right.
So like we said, like teams like Wake Forest, BC, team like Vanderbilt, tell you what, South Carolina, you better be careful.
Yeah, they're about to realign the whole conference.
Duke.
Dead weight.
Yeah, dead weight is a real thing.
And you guys can go get together with your academics.
Good academics, good something. But if they're really going to decide that football is king and it's driving everything, then...
It is.
Yeah. There's no reason to be splitting the pie with teams that don't bring anything to the table.
Right. You know, that's why it doesn't, the conference thing doesn't make sense. So you want to see the best teams play the best teams and see the teams that
you know,
have a chance that are putting whatever that is. Right now you don't have a limit or a cap on it, so it's a free for all.
Put
a cap on it.
I would also
just to put it high or whatever, but
I wouldn't be surprised to see some kind of agreement to go at the NCAA with the NIL thing to kind of wrestle away power of NIL from the NCAA with this newly formed alliance, you know,
because
these are the two big conferences.
We agreed that we don't care. You can pay whatever. As long as you file it or something.
Well, I think
our own system that we create.
I think ultimately the schools would probably prefer to be able to do it themselves.
Right.
And there'd be a lot less hassle, a lot less threat to the players of outside people getting involved, things like that Rashada thing going haywire. Like,
that's what they figured out when Pandora's box got a everyone's coming to get it. You don't have control of now who wants to come get that money.
Right. You had one chance.
Right now you get the sharks are swimming
and you blew it.
Swimming in the water. And they're taking advantage of it.
And honestly, I think if you're the NCAA, you should probably just let the schools have that.
Not getting that back.
Yeah.
You need to let them come to their collective agreement of how they want to set up rules.
Right.
Because that's what you
do
mean.
Something productive. And
you need
work,
to have competitive
not,
balance here.
Right now,
if it's
they're
a
just
sport
trying
now,
to.
It's not.
Yeah, it's a free for all.
Mm.
Coaches that like the coaches that are in college that already didn't have an interest in recruiting and dealing with, you know, kid players that are younger coming out of high school, college age kids, they're going to be jumping ship.
Mm-hmm.
Liam Cohen, OC at Kentucky, he's headed back to the NFL.
Yeah, NFL's
Ryan,
changing.
Yeah, Ryan Grubb, the OC from Washington, that
changing
followed
of
DeBoer,
the guard, man. Yeah.
They're looking at him with the Seahawks, man. You could watch for that.
McDonald went there.
Yeah.
From the Ravens. Bill Belichick's out of a job.
There's BC's coach right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Bring him in.
Oh, my goodness.
Bring him in. Why not? What do you got to lose except more games? I mean, who cares? You're not going to get more.
Draw them up, coach.
Dude, you call it the Dion factor, man. It'll at least get the kids in the stands. Start wearing those sleeveless BC hoodies.
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, man.
They won't.
He's not going to do that.
No, he won't, man. He wants an NFL funny. Gig.
Yeah. Well, you know, Raheem Morris back in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's a good hire, man.
He got the experience. He's been around.
Yeah.
Heard another shot. He got his first shot when he was really young. Probably wasn't ready.
No.
And I think he's ready now. We'll see how he takes that Falcons job. Oh, Dan Quinn.
Danny
got
Quinn.
Another job in
going
Washington.
Right?
Got that to piss off Dallas.
I'm gonna be real, real loyal to you, Jerry. Every year. Well, you know what? I'm actually gonna go to Washington.
I mean, you get a head coaching job. Peace.
Is that really a head coaching job? It's Washington, dude. It's a head coach cycle. Every 3 years, they're changing.
Yeah, I know. So it's just go get some of that pie.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
They literally just fired the same guy.
And Dan Quinn will be a good head coach for a while, yeah. And then he'll go be a coordinator again.
Yeah. And somebody else, you know.
He'll be the hottest name on the D coordinator list once he doesn't make it as the coach at Washington.
Right. Then Bill Callahan's kid will flame out in Tennessee, and then he'll be the new Titans.
Talk
about Big Bill Callahan?
Big Bill Callahan's son, they gave him the job. Brian Callahan. All right. He hired his father.
Well, of course.
Who's leaving the Browns to go to.
I'm going to go be my kid's O-line coach.
Yes. So first time ever
where the son
has hired the coach.
Yeah.
I mean, the son has hired his father.
Lane didn't hire Monty? Didn't he hire Monty out of USC? That was USC, though, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it happened in the NFL.
That's right.
Because I think Monty was still in Tampa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
You're fired, Dad.
Yeah, you are. You're fired. Listen.
That's got to be cool.
I got to fire somebody, and you're really pissing me off, Dad.
I mean, I'm going to work for my son.
Going to work for your son?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, well.
Senior Bowl.
If he's anything like his dad, he won't last long at head coach. Okay?
Senior Bowl, you know, you got those specimens out there.
Finally,
Florida State's got
machines.
Some guys out there. You got a guy like Fisk, man. You know, we like Fisky.
Yeah, what it sounds like is he did the best for himself.
He's spitting in the cooler?
Yeah, he's spitting in that cooler. A football
player? Well, he's spitting in the cooler.
He happens to be a finely tuned athletic machine, and I ain't gonna have him hit in the head by some idiot water boy. Do you understand me?
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants, you know?
He really can.
He might be that guy.
I think he, just his, you know, the measurables, I guess, the arm length and all that kind of stuff is what they knock him for.
Well, yeah, I know.
But
he's a gamer, man.
Right.
He's got a motor.
What it sounds like, though, is there's a real shot that he could go round two or three.
He eats up blocks. Eats them up.
Yeah. He came on towards the end of the season. He started just dominating.
Right. And that's going to be something valued. Like, look at him when, you know, load starts happening. He starts excelling.
Yeah.
When everybody else starts getting tired. He gets crazy.
I'm thinking late second round, somebody sneaks in there. Somebody with a really stout defensive line.
Jared Verse is going to be a top draft pick. I hope the Dolphins get him. I don't think he'll far that.
Yeah.
All that far.
Combine is going to be really big for a few guys. Johnny Wilson, the second tallest wide receiver in the history of
this is where I think
combine,
yeah.
You know, and I think he has the longest wingspan out of any wide receiver that's ever been invited.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
The best teams don't fall in love with these things though.
But they also look at, you know, if that kid,
that could be the deciding factor.
If that kid's that big, if he does something like run a sub 4.640
with Johnny.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
This kid might sneak into early second round.
Or is he going to have to play tight end?
I think that's a big, that's probably, I mean, you look at look at Travis Kelce. You know, when he was coming out in the draft, he was about 250. He was about 6'3", 250.
So he could just be like a,
like
Pitts.
Johnny Wilson right now is 6'7", he's 235.
Right.
You know, you put
it's a matchup problem.
Yeah, you put maybe 10 pounds on him. Don't lose a
he
lot
likes
of speed.
To block,
I mean, I think
a,
he can
he
be one
to
of those
block cornerbacks downfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will he be able to drop block grown defensive ends and
what I'm saying is if he does something like run a sub 4.640, like people are gonna be like, holy shit, we can put him at wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I think you can because of his radius.
Yeah.
And he's fast enough.
I think he's
I've
fast
seen
enough
him. To, I've seen him turn it on. He's a gamer. He's not that.
The question is going to be obviously it's going to be the hands,
right?
But
he's going to catch the ball. But he is. He's a clutched guy, and the speed comes on when it needs to,
right?
And a lot of the speed drills, man, it's so professionalized now. I mean, you can get so good at those things, and wind up not being any good at football. So
I just like his ability to get open kind of, for me, it sort of neutralizes any question of his speed. And yeah, he pushes off a little bit, a good quarterback
worth of salt.
Yeah.
And they start working together. He can build. I'm telling you, he'll get a job, and someone's going to
over the middle.
Yeah, you can just throw it there, and he's got that radius right to catch it. Now,
and then you throw the high over the middle, will be like able Brock to catch Purdy. It. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm saying Kyle,
someone like the Rams.
No, not the Rams.
I know you don't want that, but
no, keep him out of the West. And he's
slinging in there like a Stafford, who's vet enough to
somebody that throws high over the middle. Baker Mayfield after Mike Evans leaves. Johnny Wilson just flies right in.
There you go.
But yeah, Fisky, he's doing the best for himself right now. From all accounts and all the guys that are at the Senior Bowl, I think, what is it, 3, 4 maybe?
Yeah.
They should all, you know, they should get shots. I don't know if all of them will get drafted, but get a workout.
We got hoops.
Cup of coffee.
Hoops, there it is. It was about a week off after the North Carolina loss. They're going to go play Louisville tomorrow night.
On the road.
It's a must win
in
from here on out, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you can't lose this game. Louisville's 1-9 in conference.
Right.
It would be the worst loss you could
have. Just keep playing good. Just keep playing good.
Right.
You've been playing better. You've been playing better.
Yeah, you forget about what your record is overall. Right. All you gotta look
ever
at
since
now
you
is,
were 6-6. You kind of turned a page. You got full strength. Play like that.
Yeah.
Just keep playing like that. I think that's a good team. It's probably not going to be good enough to make the tournament. You're going to have to win, unless you win the ACC tournament.
Yeah, if you win the ACC, that's the
but
only way.
But just start, keep playing well. That's so you really give yourself a shot. And yeah, you keep it. It's yeah. So you can play at the end of the season, so you can play in the NIT. So you can, or just finish on a good note. You know, just win the game. Finish with a good record. Yeah, Miami's not doing. Everybody thought Miami, they're struggling right now too. A lot of the ACC struggling. What are they only going to get 2 teams now? A lot of people are saying in the tournament.
I mean, right now there's only 2 in for right. Sure.
That's crazy, man.
Virginia could go on a little run and probably work their way in there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of teams that are on the outside of the bubble that have to turn it up.
Right, and they're just. There's nobody to beat, but since you only
it's
got,
it's not going
to
happen, man.
There's nobody to beat. You just have to beat Duke, North Carolina. So
yeah, nobody. Yeah,
you'll have 2 teams unless Duke or North Carolina don't win the ACC, and then
right. Well, like I said, if Virginia goes on a little bit of a run, you know, right now they're 16-5. They're third place in the ACC, 2 games out. They go on a run, they could probably be that third team. That's it, man. Short of somebody winning the tournament that's not Duke or UNC.
We had to go.
Well, just gotta get on out of here, man.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Ugh. All-time winningest coach in college baseball history.
A lot of wins.
A couple times. Sure, if you lived around the area, dude, he was right down the street.
Yeah,
loved golf. Loved to play golf. Ooh, I remember the
golfer.
Commercial, about not knowing anything about golf, about like not knowing anything about the grips, or weight shafts. And he did that commercial for that golf company. That was, it just used to tickle me to death, man. I loved it. Still do. Rest in peace, 11. All-timer, man. A lot of consistency.
It's a lot of wins, man. A
lot of wins. Every year. Until then.
I mean, I think if there was any year for Florida State to win it all, it would
do it. Win it for 11. Oh, my goodness. Well, it takes, you know, hard it is to win it, you know, and figure how many times you got out there that it happened. That's just baseball, I guess.
Yeah.
what's really, but you never see again is anybody win that many daggum games. That every daggum year. Every year. Really impressive, man. Never be done. Never see another one like him.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl!
Flag
right.
Football.
Skills challenge.
Nah. Probably won't be checking that out.
No.
We had some soccer games. Youth soccer. I'll be checking that out.
Yeah.
Then I'll be checking out some hoops. Then we're getting ready for the Super Bowl. All right? So we'll do all that. And we'll react to it. And we'll talk to you next time. Right here. On the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our